This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Wish I could tell you it's going to be one of these happy days, but we got sad occurrence with this latest shooting in Florida. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Sadly, we've watched this. The number of school shootings has grown and grown and grown. It's grown more so under Barack Obama than it did under any president. And as I've said many times on this very program, Donald Trump, if he inherited anything, he inherited mass shootings, he inherited a Mexican crime, Latino crime coming over in the way of gangs, MS-13, drug trafficking, and so on and so forth, that has America, particularly in the black and brown neighborhoods, the least safest place in the world. Donald Trump has inherited a mess when it comes to people who are violent, who think violently, who want nothing more than to hurt their fellow man, who could not care less about life. Now, it's not all Barack Obama's fault. He just, you know, gave it an injection. But it was already leading up to liberalism. You want to know where the crime is? I'll tell you where it is. In the cities. Go. I mean, you could say, well, Kevin, it's because there's a highly concentrated. Look, don't tell me. I understand all the issues around it. I get it. Oh, you put a lot of people in a single place. You make it congested. You give them groupthink. And suddenly they look around themselves and they don't see, oh, John the barber and Susie the hairdresser and Joe Blow the blacksmith and this guy runs the country store and the feed store and all that. They don't see the humanity of it all. They see a mass of people, a population, people that are drones. They just go along the, you know, moving along the world, doing whatever. And then you get all those people that develop psychosis because they don't know what to do with their lives. They're miserable. The average person living in a city who's not one of the movers and shakers is miserable. And to be honest with you, the movers and shakers are even more miserable. Hand to mouth on a different scale for the most part. Making money, spending it faster than they can make it because the cost of living is dramatically more than anywhere else. I was looking at the cost of living in San Francisco, who's, by the way, in triage. People leaving in droves, $135,000 in the state of California, and you can be below the poverty level. Now, you think about that. The average, half the people in the world live on $5 a day, $1,500 a year. And the average San Francisco person, they were looking at the houses. The average home price in San Francisco is four times the national average. I mean, what do you do? How do you survive? These are unhappy people, and they create unhappy people. They create the haves and the have-nots. Everybody wants what everybody else has, and they end up deranged. And it's only a matter of time. They tell you, we don't like bullying, anti-bullying. Go to a public school and tell me that they are successful in anti-bullying campaigns. They are successful at nothing. They're not successful at multiculturalism, culturalization, getting kids to get along with one another. Nothing. Nothing that these leftists touch is successful in any way. They aren't educating these kids. They're not teaching them how to think freely. They are putting so many restrictions on them that these kids are nothing but powder kegs. And so what do you have? You get a shooting in Florida. You got a kid, supposedly teenage gunman, open firing in a high school, killing one person, wounding several others. They say he's an 18-year-old. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, Parkland, Florida. We're not talking about the south side of Chicago. 20 victims, they believe. Could have been far worse. I talk about it all the time. When I was growing up, we had guns in our cars, multiple guns, rifles. It's crazy. I think about how safe it was, because we all had firearms. In the history of this little town where I grew up in, population 5,557, graduating class of, I think the total, the high school, we had a graduating class of 40. It was either 40 or 80. I honestly can't remember. But the entire time I was in that town, the entire time, never a school shooting. Never a school shooting in any town around us. None of them. Little, you know, bunch of kids growing up together. Everybody's got a firearm. Everybody knows one another, knows what their parents do and all that. Did we fight and get into scrapes? Absolutely. Every single one of us had got into somebody, some scrape for something, for some reason or another. And that was the way it was. And nobody pulled out a firearm and did anything. Nothing close. But today, with all this, all these supposed things that they tell kids, oh, you're safe, you're going to be safe, and we got a safe space in a bunch of snowflake generation, and every time you turn around, there's a shooting, and it has nothing to do with the guns. The minute this shooting was announced, it was like clockwork. Somebody pulled out the Alinsky leftist rules of what to say when a shooting occurs, and they put the list up, checklist. It was the guns' fault. They don't blame themselves, and they never have, and they never will. That gun didn't wake up in the morning and go, huh, hey, get up. Get up, little dude. Get up, white boy. Yeah, we need to go shoot up a high school. Let's go kill somebody and wound, you know, dozen or so others just because we feel I'm having a bad day. I don't know how he got the gun. I don't even care. Legal or illegal, it was probably illegal. Or it was, certainly wasn't put up to the standards of what how a firearm should be locked up. Whatever way he got it, he shouldn't have had it. Whatever reason that he felt like he needed to do it, I guarantee you that reason was based on leftism. It had nothing to do with what we do, with who we are. We are the most responsible gun owners in the world. But guess what? That's what all these guys are talking about. 2:30 in the afternoon, you got a shooting at a high school, and leftists know exactly why it occurred. They had to bring in SWAT. Long before classes were dismissed, they get a call, an active shooter in Broward County. And you know what it is. And let me tell you something. You can exonerate Obama, do whatever you want. That clown, if he was to take his focus off of the guns and put his focus into the real aspect of what happens in these schools with these miscreants, these thugs that get to come to school and they menace all day long and these schools do nothing, this wouldn't occur. But don't think they're ever going to mention that. Anyway, we're going to cover tweets here in a bit. Next segment, let's pray for the folks. Thank you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's tweet time. Funky Town. The reason why I'm saying this is because this is a Twitter follower of mine, and I follow him too, or her. I don't know who it is. They call themselves Funky Town. Their official Twitter thing is at Hot Funky Town. The at sign, Hot Funky Town. And whoever it is really clever. We use their tweets a lot. Boom, ba-doom. But when I see their Twitter thing, it reminds me of, won't you take me to Funky Town? That was my sick squirrel, Funky Town. I don't know if you guys even know this. Should I tell these people what's been going on with Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show? Should I tell them? My producer's like, you better tell them. Let me say two things. One, I've been sick for the better part of a week, fighting off that crazy flu that's got people down. Have you noticed? No, because the show must go on, baby. We do not let anything affect us. And the other thing was, I was working on my house, and something got in my lungs, and it's like making me cough. There's a lady, every time I say this, she sends me a note. Kevin, you better go get that checked out. Black people don't go to the doctor, lady. We just die. We're afraid. We can't afford it. Right now, it's kind of true. I'm so limited in funds because of my movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com. I can't even afford. If I look like I'm 15 pounds lighter, it ain't because I'm on a diet. Okay? Yeah, go out there and give some shekels to that movie so I can eat. All right, Funky Town. I want to do some tweets. You up for some tweets? I am. Won't you take me too? And I'm going to start with Funky Town. He says this, and it is so true. God, love. This is why I love the public. We are clever as heck over her. Over her. Uh-huh. We at the Black Sphere team, KJ Radio, we're clever. But you people, man, y'all are awesome. So Funky Town said this. Can you imagine the media outcry if Trump had, one, rigged the primary, two, gotten exonerated before the FBI started the investigation, three, paid for Russian propaganda dossier, four, used that dossier to get a warrant to spy on Hillary Clinton? What would they be saying? Funky Town, you nailed it. Won't you take me too? And here's the thing. All of that, and they still lost. That's what's so funny. Now, if you were to say to the Democrats, what if Trump did all that stuff, but he lost the presidency to Hillary, they'd go, we'd take it. They would take it. I bet you they'd take it. They would end the investigation. They would be so happy Hillary won, that would be the end of it. Or do you think, no, you guys, you disagree, huh? You disagree. Yeah, so one of my producers disagrees. He says, no, Hillary would have put her foot on Trump's, is that what you're trying to tell me? Would have put her foot on his neck and pressed down hard. Maybe. Funky Town had another one. Funky Town, look, two in the Twitter area, holy cow, I don't like to use two people's tweets. Two tweets from the same person. You know what I was trying to say. Two tweets from the best of two people. Funky Town said this. Carter Page was on the FBI's radar in 2013 because known Russian spies had approached him and were trying to recruit him. Page worked with the FBI to catch the spies. So no, he was not under investigations for spying. He was an informant. Was the FISA court informed of this? See, Funky Town, even though he may have a strange moniker, Hot Funky Town, on Twitter, Funky Town is really impressive. I'd send him a note saying, or her, I'm going to put your stuff on my radio show. Good stuff. Here's one from Joe Posobiec. He said, and just like that, the media suddenly decided to give Trump credit for the economy. You know what I'm talking about, right? Come on, people. When the stock market dropped, oh, look at the stock market. Look at Donald Trump. The stock market now. What are you talking now, Donald Trump? Why aren't you saying something about the stock market now, Donald Trump? These people just attacked this dude. I talked about it the other day. I said, you know, as long as Donald Trump is winning, the economy looks good, they will not say a word. It's mum's the word. They won't clap. Black unemployment at all-time low. Latino unemployment all-time low. Women working hard, making lots of money. They're like rabid animals. But the stock market dropped. They were, oh, look at him. See, what about that, Donald Trump? Yeah, your stock market is this, that. One guy, I said this the other day, he said the stock market when Trump took over was 23,459. And we were like, what are you smoking? Idiot. It was 19,000 and change. The day that Donald Trump took office, it was 19,000 and change. So even if it is 25,000, it's way up. What are you talking about? So what? It gave a little bit back from last year. People made 30, 40% on their money. They haven't seen those kind of numbers in ages. People are crazy. These leftists, they are not a member of Funky Town. I'll tell you that. David Clark, you know who that is? Sheriff Clark. At Sheriff Clark. With an E at the end. Just making sure. He says this. Ever notice that you hear no prominent Democrat politician in Washington or even at the state level utter the words freedom, liberty, individual, constitution, or rule of law in their speeches or media interviews? It's amazing. He says, at the president, the real Donald Trump, talks about these every day. Let me tell you something. Listening up out there, Funky Town, Sheriff Clark is on to something, but bigger, Donald Trump is on to something. See, that's subliminal. Inside of our DNA, we have this yearning. And you know what it is? It's from being American. And if you are over the age of 35 years old, it's inside of you like you wouldn't believe. If you're 35 or under, it's been kicked out of you a little bit. But there's still some of that DNA. It rubs off. But if you're 35 years older, it's something stirs in you when you hear people talking positively about America. You're like, well, that feels kind of good. They mention liberty, freedom, individualism, constitution, rule of law. And you go, that all kind of, I don't know, it sort of makes sense. I talked the other day about Joy Reid criticizing church, family, police, military, and the national anthem. And she thinks that's a winning strategy. Donald Trump gets up every day and talks about freedom and liberty. And he talks about it being your money. And he puts his money where his mouth is, or your money where his mouth is, because he gives it back to you. He says, take your money. And he spits it out. And you gobble it up like you're in one of those money things with the fan blowing. Just grabbing your money. You can't get it all, but you'll get a lot of it. You get some of it enough. You pin it down with your knees and your elbows. And you ha. And then they turn that blower off and you pick up whatever's in your hands and you go, this is mine. And Donald Trump sees that. He understands it. The left are missing this, folks. These people are crazy. Short break. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome, everybody. It's funny to watch the left so mad over Trump's budget. Now, I'm mad. It's big. $4.4 trillion. I'm still going through trying to figure things out, but I want to read a couple things. Here's what CNN had to say about it. President Donald Trump's budget plan could add more than $7 trillion to the company's debt over the next decade. Now, here's what's funny about that. Barack Obama added $9 trillion to the country's debt over 8 years. And now suddenly these guys have become fiscal hawks. Goes back to say this. Such a plan goes against supposed Republican orthodoxy of trying to eliminate or at least bring down the federal budget debt and deficit. Some Republican members of Congress have voiced their frustration with raising deficits, which could derail Trump's budget proposal. Now, I said earlier in another broadcast, I said, you know, I can see Trump using this in negotiation. $4.4 trillion, they come back, they say, that's too much money, Mr. President, and they get it down to 3.9. What's half a trillion with France, right? So he settles on 3.9, which is probably $300 billion more than he wanted anyway. And so he looks golden when he doesn't spend it all, and then suddenly we get these decreases. And, we get increases in the amount of income going back into the treasury, and we slowly start to pay it off. He looks like a hero. As long as he can keep interest rates down and keep a cap on the Fed, life is good for Donald Trump. So I don't know if that's what his plan is, but I know that the left hates it. No matter what it is, they'd hate it. Barack Obama could have come in with a $5 trillion deficit, and not a leftist on the planet would have fought him. But Donald Trump comes in with one, and even on the good news that the tax breaks, and in January, he was able to bring $49 billion off the debt because they brought in so much revenue based on the tax cuts. So let's see what happens in what the January numbers look like. And if the January numbers look like, wow, we brought in another, $50 billion or $60 billion, say the trend starts to go up outside of April, because that's when the government writes checks for rebates, and that's going to be bigger this year than normal. But if Trump can keep things on even keel and start knocking that deficit down little by little, man, it's going to look pretty good. And then, as I said, a lot of tsunami comes in, all these other things that he's done, continued deregulation. Businesses start to, come into the back to America, spurring new growth, housing starts, etc. Next thing you know, we're feasting again. Could be. But the Democrats aren't even going to talk about that. In fact, they say this: reducing the budget isn't an important issue for most Americans. According to a January Pew Research Center survey, just 48% of Americans said reducing the federal deficit should be a top priority for Trump and Congress to address this year. That ranked 14 of 19 issues tested. Defending the country from a terrorist attack, the top priority for Americans was listed by 73%. Now, what's interesting about the Defending America piece, and I talked about this in a previous broadcast and multiple times, Donald Trump has set it up to where we'll spend a tenth of what we used to spend on military readiness and fighting terrorism than we ever have. That money that was being spent overseas is all coming back, pushing that off onto our so-called partners, Turkey, Israel, certainly Saudi Arabia, and then letting those contracts come in that he got, because Donald Trump's gone, well, every time he travels, he brings back fat contracts. So when you look at that aspect of things, you're seeing tons of money. But here's what's good about the money that's being spent. Trump said, give me $1.5 trillion, whatever. I think this is for infrastructure. Think of the number of people that will be put to work on $75,000 to $100,000 jobs with roads, bridges, tunnels, and airports will be astounding. I don't know how much you fly. I fly a ton. I know the worst airports. I get tired of it. I want to go. I remember the first trip that I made to Singapore, and I saw that airport and went, this is like going to the mall. This is fun. I don't mind hanging out at the airport. It was a 24-hour airport, too. Shopping and magazines and food and all kinds of stuff, and it was very safe. I'm talking about you can leave stuff out, and then nobody steals there because they do very bad things to you. So thinking about what America's airports can look like, being a person that flies often, and hopefully getting rid of some of these airport taxes. I don't know. I'd like to see taxes and toll roads go away, but that's just my personal thing. But that kind of money, you're talking about getting people to work, keeping them busy, you know. So that money is not like it's going into some void, you know, like going to take care of Ray Ray's kids. This is money. It's putting people to work, building up pensions, and so on and so forth. So great part of the plan. Now, maybe too much money. I'm not analyzing that. I think the budget is too big, period. Now, I'm going to go on. Indeed, most voters don't think Trump would do a good job concerning the deficit before he was put into office, or didn't think, I should say. Only 17% thought the budget would be in a lot better shape if Trump became president than it was in 2016. According to a June 2016 Pew Research Center study, when you lump in those who thought the deficit would be in at least a little better shape than it was in 2016, the percentage you thought it would be in better shape climbs to a relatively low 41%, lower than the figures for immigration, security, terrorism, and the economy at large. Now, look, I don't want to beat you over the head with statistics. It's boring radio. But everything that this person is trying to say is this, in a nutshell. I want you to be mad at Trump. He's breaking his promises to you. He said he was going to lower the debt, lower the deficit. He's going to do all these things. He's not. He's increasing the deficit. He's increasing the debt. Now, I gave you some numbers a while back. The debt clock is $20.6 trillion. When Trump took office, it was roughly $20 trillion. The fact that he kept it under a trillion, I think, is pretty impressive, considering no quantitative easing. He got no help from Obama, who got $787 billion from Bush. Now, I'm not lamenting that we didn't put more money into the economy. Trump was no problem. Just give me the economy. I'll take over. So only seeing $600 billion of growth, now that's a lot. But only seeing that in a time when we were doing 1.3, we were doing double that under Obama, and we were ramping up to do even more. They had estimated $666 billion of additional debt. And they would have revised that upward probably to about $800 billion, but instead it only went up $600 billion, and now it's starting to go down. That's where I wanted to go. But this guy's mad. He's mad that you're not mad. He wants you to be upset. He says, of course, Trump is often mostly concerned about his base. Reducing deficits isn't as important of an issue to his supporters. Either 59% of Republicans or independents who lean Republicans rank it as a top priority in Pew's 2018 poll, which puts it at 11th of 19 issues, more of a concern for Republicans than for the general population, but still not close to being a top issue. It was below not other economic topics. For example, strengthening the economy, 78%, improving the job situation, 66%. So let me stop there. So he's telling you, they don't care about the deficit. They want a stronger economy and they want better jobs. Because we're smart. We understand that stronger economy, better jobs will take care of the deficit. It increases the tax base. It's already started to be proven with the December numbers that were reported in January, late January, that we put $49 billion back into the Treasury from our tax receipts. And that's only going to get better. Consumer confidence. The idea of people saying, I can go out on a limb and do a little bit more. Not debt-wise, because, I mean, even though there will be some debt, because there's always going to be stupid liberals that want to get themselves in debt. But I'm talking about people that are investing in themselves, investing in companies and things like this. But I come back to this. They want you to be mad. Why? Why is it they – look, I'm upset that we have a deficit, a budget that's $4.4 trillion. I said that the other day. I'll say it again today. It's too much money to be spending. Now, in the non-discretionary spending, that number is something like 73% of the deficit. So whatever that number we were looking at, 73% of that is something you can't touch. That means Social Security, all those entitlements, all that stuff is untouchable, and it's still going higher. Now, what else can impact this? The dismantling of Obamacare, the all these other things I talked about. A trade policy kicks in, the capitalism kicks in a big way, because we're waiting on these plants to be built and all the ancillary businesses and services that will form around that. But people remain optimistic. Salaries are rising. Now, I don't like to brag about the stock market. You've seen it goes up, it comes down. It'll retract a bit, but you watch. The stock market will go back on probably a much easier tear, if you will, and things will look better there. So this is where we are. But what I want to do when we get back in the next segment is show you how bad in every area these guys are upset. They're mad because they say, Trump's going to cut this, policy. He's going to cut NPR. I don't give a crap about NPR. I don't need public radio. We got all kinds of radio. We got internet-based radio shows. Do something different, leftists. You don't need our money.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I do want to tell you, we just got this notice. General Motors in Korea announces the first step in necessary restructuring. They're going to GM Korea Company announced today that it will cease production and close its Gunsan plant in May of 2018, and they're going to move back to Detroit. You don't hear these things except for the fact that Trump became president. Believe me, you wouldn't be hearing that. So they're moving back from Korea to Detroit. They're moving also, you saw Chrysler moving from Mexico to Michigan. And you have many other companies. They all want to be where the action is. The tax, the big tax cuts had a big impact. And Kevin knows that maybe better than anybody, but it had a big impact on that decision. But when you see that General Motors, we have a very bad trade deal with Korea. Very, very bad trade deal. It's a deal that it's incompetent that somebody could have made a deal like that. So we have a horrible trade deal with Korea. But now, even before we do something with that, because we're negotiating the trade deal with Korea, and we'll either negotiate a fair deal or we're going to terminate the deal. But before we do that, already General Motors is coming back into Detroit. That is a really significant statement. Many others to follow from many other countries.
Wow. All I can say is wow. You know, all those people talking about the trade deal, TPP, we got to be part of the Trans-Pacific, but, you know, partnership. And here's Trump going, no, you don't. And what's the first thing he does? He gets our beef going into China. He gets our coal being sold to China. He gets 183 other products now that can be sold in China. He drops the tariffs. China drops their tariffs 62% on average, from 17.2% down to 7.7%. And he gets North Korea in line. Says, we're not taking your washing machines anymore. We have an unfair trade deal. And what's funny, you know, you hear Trump, he says, hey, you know, we just got this deal from GM, and here's the reason for that. It's my tax plan. And he says it, and people go, that sounds like he's bragging. No, it isn't. It sounds like he's telling you what he did. Because you know what the left will say?
He didn't do that. Barack Obama did that.
He's preemptively saying, I'll brag about it. If you want to consider what I do routinely as bragging, nice try. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I love this, the tax plan. I don't like Trump's budget, but I think that there's a strategy to it. And because it's too big of a number for me, I think we need to be going down in the budget and eventually start looking at these entitlements that's automatically being adjusted every budget year going upwards. And I think we need to start looking at this. So I'm not happy that we haven't been able to do this, but here's what I'll tell you. I'm not happy with that number, I should say, or that we haven't been addressing these entitlements and these issues that I just mentioned, Medicare, Medicaid, etc. But here's what I do want you to understand. The more successes like this that Donald Trump has that he touts, think of Michigan. I mean, did it go? I think it went for him this last time, but probably just barely. I want you to think of all those blue-collar people who lost jobs, who are about to become employed again, and they know they didn't have those jobs for 8 years under Obama, and he told them they were never going to get them back. And GM says, you know what? We're out of South Korea. We're coming back to America. And he mentioned somebody else, right? Chrysler or somebody. I don't know who all is, but they're bringing their plant back. And again, coming to Michigan, the heart of it, the crown jewel of automaking for the world. It's like Seattle, Washington, where Boeing is. That is the crown jewel of airplane, you know, of making airplanes outside of Airbus. But I think more people know about Boeing than Airbus. So the point is, he's bringing it back. He's bringing back these crown jewels. There's nobody that can say that he didn't do it. There's nobody that can say it wasn't because of his tax plan. And so people in that area are going to get gainful, meaningful jobs. Now, what do you think the politics of that area is going to be soon? Blue-collar people who watch Donald Trump and the Republicans pass a tax plan that's going to get them jobs. There are people there that are, they can feel it, the anticipation of what's coming back. You got city council people talking about it. You got people in the street going, what? They're going to be building that plant here? Look, I'm from a little town. I remember when Loadcraft said they were going to be manufacturing in Brady, Texas. It was like, woohoo! And suddenly, everybody wasn't going out to PGS, which was a drive. That's Pennsylvania Glass and Sand. The sand plant is what they call it. You work at the sand plant? That was a good job. Loadcraft came, started making trailers and all kinds of stuff. And that became the big deal. And it was in the city. It was right on the outskirts of the city on Highway 377. And suddenly these guys are, I mean, that was the job. My uncle ran the little commissary or the little restaurant out there. I worked out there. That was my first actual real job. And my grandmother wouldn't even let my uncle pay me minimum wage. Anyway, let me get back to Trump and this is budget. Here's what I'm really interested in talking about, because he promised no cut. They said, this is what this article reads. While Trump promised during his presidential run not to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security, he continues to propose changes to those programs. In addition to seeking major savings in Medicaid for the second year in a row, Trump also wants to find more than $554 billion in Medicare savings. Targets include paying less to some providers, drug makers, and hospitals. And the budget includes proposed savings similar to last year's requested cuts for Social Security's disability insurance program. Programs for poor take a hit. That's what they say. Now, here's what, the reason why I bring these types of things up. That's him, you know, sort of playing it, looking at how do we address this big elephant in the room at some point, and I'm going to start looking at savings. But they call these safety net programs. Social Security you've paid for, and that money should be set aside and grow on its own and not be part of the Treasury. We need to separate that out. But these other programs have just become beast. And I'm going to tell you something. They're not servicing the people that they should be. There are many old people who go through – they don't have – just because you age doesn't mean you're going to be paying thousands of dollars a month in medical costs. The overwhelming majority of the aged population in America are fairly healthy. They go out okay. They may take high blood pressure, cholesterol, or something like that, but it isn't like these people have become a burden to society. But we act as if without their care, you know, what's going to happen? So putting it in numbers like this. Maybe when you're in your youth, you have a less than 1% chance of a hospital stay. And it goes up, you know, as you age. Well, by the time you're, say, over 50 years old, from 50 to 80, yeah, you might have a 20% chance of a hospital stay or an X percent. We're all going to die. So you're going to have something that is going to take you out. Okay? No question about it. But it doesn't have to mean that your number is going to burden all the other people down there. Sure, the likelihood of you going to the hospital and having higher medical costs is undoubtedly it's exponentially so as you age. But they act as if all these people are just going to, you know, be a huge burden to the system. Actuaries can look at the number of people over the years and what they're suffering from in the end, and they can easily calculate what we need to be putting into Medicare and Medicaid. Put another way, these are money pits. And it takes somebody who's got a business perspective to say, you know what, I'll address this. You know, I'm going to address this looking at the numbers and putting this money aside and not fleecing people. And ultimately, if we're – because that's the only place we're really going to get that, you know, that hit, because I think that something like 73% of the budget, it's a crazy amount that goes to that stuff. And presidents only – when you look at military spending and all these other things we talk about, that's a small fraction of our budget. So until we address that, we're not really going to be able to cut out anything. And the bigger the budget gets, the bigger that piece grows, because it's an automatic part of the budget. That's our problem. But anyway, here's what I love. I love how these guys are looking at Trump's budget. They're really upset about it. And all Trump is going to do is he's going to keep announcing these GMs. He's going to keep announcing these companies coming back. He's going to keep announcing, hey, so-and-so is giving out bonuses. And this has happened. He's going to keep announcing that, hey, we just had a $49.2 billion revenue surplus that came in the month of January because of the December tax cuts. If that news continues, this guy will become bulletproof in terms of what he wants to get accomplished. And the only thing that Americans have to be concerned about is he legit? Does Donald Trump really want to help this country fix its financial, finances and go into the future with a country that we can all be proud of that isn't burdening the next generations with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on their back before they're even born? That's essentially where we are. Now, the question is, can we sell it? I'll tell you this. Donald Trump's making selling Republicanism a lot easier than it was 2 years ago.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.